Cashmere Soft and Irresistible, written by Victoria P. and read by Flower Parish. This is a DC fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Stephanie Brown / Cassandra Cain. Summary: Cass and Steph and dumplings and lipstick. Normally, Cass would argue against being benched due to a minor injury, but Steph's just finished her finals and showed up in the cave with Cass's favorite soup dumplings and a little Sephora shopping bag. "Girls' night," she says brightly. So Cass accepts Bruce's forehead kiss and admonishment to take it easy, with good grace. "Save me some dumplings," Tim says, tucking his bow staff into his belt. Steph scoffs. "No can do, bird boy. They're Cass's favorite." Tim turns a fake pleading glance toward her and whines, "Cass?" "We'll see," she says graciously. "We all know that means no," Steph says. "Yeah," Tim says with a sigh. "Oh well, I had to try." "Yeah," Cass agrees, giving him a small smile. "Be careful out there." Tim hums in acknowledgement, pulls up his cowl, and joins Bruce in the Batmobile. Steph is half a step behind Cass as they head up to the kitchen, and their hands brush as they walk, sending little sparks of joy over Cass's skin. "Is there anything I can do for you, Miss Cassandra?" Alfred asks, drying his hands on a dish towel. "We're good," she replies. He nods. "Then I shall leave you to it. Text me if you need me." "Will do," Steph says, giving him a quick salute. They don't bother with bowls or spoons. The dumplings are still warm, and the soup is hot and delicious when Cass bites into one. They are not as good as the ones she had in Hong Kong, but they are close, and she feels a warmth that is not just from the broth that Steph brought them just for her. "Should we save these for Tim?" Steph asks, when there are two dumplings left. "It would be a nice thing to do." "I'm feeling generous, so okay," Steph says, laughing. "I'll put a note on them for him." They clean up. Cass would never leave dirty dishes in Alfred's sink. And then she says, "Do you want to watch a movie or play a game?" "Nah, let's go up to your room and try out my new lipsticks." "Okay." Cass doesn't wear makeup very often, but she's learned a lot about it from Steph, who has a weakness for lipstick and blush and foundation. "I don't know why I keep buying them," she says, setting the tubes on Cass's vanity table. "Either I don't like them or they're the exact same color as all the other lipsticks I already own." She picks up one square black tube. "But I keep hoping to find something new and exciting." "And they were on sale." Steph laughs, tapping her nose and pointing at Cass. "And they were on sale. 50% off. I got 5 lipsticks for $25, Cass. How could I resist?" "You couldn't." "Exactly." She wipes the lipstick across her lips, but Cass can't really see any difference. Neither can Steph. "Meh." She sets that tube aside. She wipes her lips off with a tissue, leaving behind a faint beige-pink color. The next one is a long, slim, black tube. It's a dark purple that looks like it would match Steph's uniform, but it makes her face look pale and sick. Still pretty, to Cass, but unwell. "Yikes," Steph mutters. "Maybe if I want to be a zombie for Halloween this year." Cass laughs. Steph goes into the bathroom to wash it off, since it's also the kind that is meant to stay on all day. "I think I did this in the wrong order," she says, rubbing at her mouth with another tissue. "Let's try this one next." The tube she holds up is ridged and gold, the lipstick a peachy pink color. "Satin peach," she says, putting it on. Her mouth twists. "I don't know. What do you think?" "It's pretty," Cass says, "but not right for your coloring." "No, but I bet it would look great on you." "Let's see." Steph holds out the tube, but Cass ignores it. She takes Steph's hand and tugs her close, irresistible as gravity, as a 50% off sale on lipstick, and leans in and kisses her. Her lips are as soft as Cass's favorite cashmere sweater, and smooth and a little waxy with lipstick, which tastes vaguely of vanilla. Steph laughs against her mouth, and Cass slips her tongue between Steph's lips. Her mouth is slick and hot. Cass shivers when Steph's tongue slides against hers. Steph's hands cup her cheeks, the lipstick clattering to the floor, forgotten, and Cass clutches at her shoulders, steering her back against the bed. Steph goes easily, sitting down with a thump, and Cass climbs into her lap, unwilling to pull away. Kissing Steph is as exhilarating as playing rooftop tag with her, as double-punching criminals and going for smoothies afterward, and Cass never wants to stop doing it. They break apart eventually, breathing heavily, and Steph says, "Yeah? Yeah." Cass tucks a loose curl behind Steph's ear. She feels like she's never going to stop grinning. "Awesome." Cass laughs breathlessly. "Yeah." Steph cups Cass's chin and tips her head from side to side. "I was right. That color looks fantastic on you." She reaches down to pick the tube up from the floor and tosses it onto the vanity. They can deal with the mess later. Cass laughs again and leans in to give her another kiss. The end.